Chairman, Supervisors.
Item number 12, please.
Item number 12, Org Unit 1019, Department of Administrative Services, Office for Persons with Disabilities, page 124.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. I think you've heard enough of me today, so I'm going to refer immediately to Don Nansky, who heads up this division. Don? Thank
you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Perhaps a point of personal privilege, if I might begin. October is typically Disability Awareness Month, and I think clearly during the time that I've been here and before, a word of thanks to the county supervisors, the administration, and county government, I think, for really taking the leadership role in promoting the interests of people with disabilities. I certainly would like to remark on that, particularly as we go back to a discussion this morning that the supervisors had with Ken Yunker, talking about the importance of transportation throughout the area, the importance of getting employees to work, and importantly also to make sure that people with disabilities, elders, and people who are transit dependent are able to get to places like Southridge and some of the other locations where we currently see dislocations. I particularly appreciated the support that people have had in that effort and really promoting that, and appreciate your leadership, particularly as we highlight this month the independence and the benefits important to people with disabilities. In looking at the 2014 budget of the Office for Persons with Disabilities, again, very similar to past years, we continue with our support of the very popular Willoway Summer programs, which provide respite to families and a place for people with disabilities to spend their summers in proximity to other people who they enjoy and doing the outdoor activities. Clearly, we also believe in the importance of economic support and work with employees who have disabilities throughout the county to help make sure that they remain productive, central people in the workforce, working also in making sure that our architecture supports the aspirations of people with disabilities, as do our communication skills in the area of making sure that accessible information ends up being available. Clearly, the board has been very supportive of that, and it's something that we appreciate. In looking at the 2014 budget, there will be a couple of areas that you'll note that stand out. We've done some price adjusting with the Willoway rentals. Based on experience, we find that those have been very popular destinations, have worked very well, and so we raised some additional revenue there. We also moved the cost for the summer camp program to $600 a week, a little less than $100 a week for a very good camp experience, and also having transportation included in that. We discontinued the paper processing of the Handy News and Notes newsletter, going to an electronic format. Again, trying to save a couple of bucks in terms of postage and mailing costs, particularly as the volunteer group, which was previously part of county government, is no longer available to us to help in that processing. So it's trying to gain an economy there that we might have. I'm certainly happy to entertain any questions which you might have regarding the budget or other comments.
Mr. Nansky, I apologize for not being at the meeting this afternoon.
Mr. Chair and members, I was waiting for you too, so I have to admit to having missed it myself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm a member of the Commissions on Persons with Disabilities, is what I referred to.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Any comments, questions?
Just a comment, maybe. I want to thank Mr. Nansky and his office. I found them this year especially cooperative and helpful in the transportation area. And the advocacy with regard to persons with disabilities. It's been very valuable. I'm thinking of the Route 51 and the service to the shopping areas and so on. So his department does touch a lot of different areas in county government, but it's always helpful. Thank you.
Well, he provides excellent leadership. That's what's happening.
Mr. Chair, again, thank you for your years of service on that committee. It helps really steer us along and move us forward, and the supervisor as well. Serving Supervisor Jurcik serving on the ADRC Governing Committee also is a strong voice for independence transportation there, and certainly admired and appreciated at the most recent Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee meeting, her strong leadership on that issue as well.
Thank you.
Director,
do you have a ride to get home? Are you taking the bus? What are you doing?
I have the commuter value pass, thank you, and yes, I will make good use of it.
Well, I just want to make sure that you get to where you need to go. Thank you.
Certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.